Ιάννα, Μάλο Ονί, Μάλο Ελελέη, Τσαλόφα Λάβα, Νίσαν Πουλβινάκα, Πακαλόφα Λαχιάτ.
Θέαμα, Pacifica Health.
God and welcome to Tiama Pacifica Health Radio program today. Talofalava Malole Soifua, and of course, first of all, we give praises and thank you to our Heavenly Father for waking us up this morning. Many people did not wake up this morning, and tonight it will be somebody's last good night. Thank you, God, for giving us the blessings of today. Talofalava Maloni, Kia ora na tātou katoa, and a very warm welcome to you all. So, we'll be having our sharing this morning. And again, you are listening to Tiama Radio Pacifica program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6. And this is Fale Fangamalo Mele Mele Puka, and I am your information presenter for today. Malo ni. First of all, we will open our program with a word of prayer. Tafetaile alofo lea tua ua tato au lea maile ni tai a ho. Vi ia pia lava lea tua soifua e fa'avavau. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your love and protection and for the blessing of waking us up to enjoy this beautiful new day. We thank you for the gift of life, the breath of life, and the air that we breathe. We thank you for the trees around us, the birds are on singing away every morning. Thank you for keeping us safe from harm and danger. Thank you always for providing for our needs. Bless this radio program of Tiama Pacifica Health and all the radio station staff and the technicians, our community and families. Grant us your blessings and your protections, dear Lord, and meet each one of us at our needs. Cleanse us, forgive us with the precious blood of Jesus, and thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Usa o aema kalasi
Tiama. Welcome back, Maloni, to Tiama Pacific Health Radio Program. FM 104.6 every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. This is Malifanga Malo Mele Mele Kukachalo Hani. And here we begin. Lifting the needy. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, about 925 million people in the world are undernourished. That's one in seven. Poor nutrition kills at least 5,000 and more children every year. Starvation is only one of the heart-wrenching problems that affect the poor and the needy. Clean drinking water and proper medical care are two more critical needs, and there are many others. Psalm 113 says that God raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, verse 7 and 8. This shows the great value God places on the poor. The Bible says, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he had promised to those who love him? James 2, 5. The people who suffer in poverty are as important to God as the rulers of the nations. They are just as surely his children. It's easy to be overwhelmed by the sad statistics, even to be stunned into inaction. After all, what can one person do against such widespread tragedy and desperation? The truth is, we can all do something, at least in some small way, to alleviate the suffering in the world. Love for God obligates us to act as ambassadors for Christ. We must continue this work of lifting up the needy with our love. Bible text, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humble himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raise up the poor out of the dust and lift the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Psalm 113, 5, 8. Maloni, kia ora ana katoa. Welcome back to Te Ama Pasifika Health Radio Program. It is so good to look outside the window and see the breeze and the sun is shining. An undying hero on April 12, 1961, cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first person in space when his Vostok spacecraft lifted off in the early morning. Although the mission lasted less than 2 hours and consisted of just one rotation around the Earth, the journey ushered in the era of human spaceflight. A Soviet fighter pilot, Yuri Gagarin, was just 27 years old when he made his first and only trip into space. He became a national treasure and too valuable to the Soviet propaganda machine to send up on another dangerous mission. It's a sad irony then that when Gagarin was finally scheduled to ascend to the cosmos once more, he died in a crash during a routine training exercise. Gagarin remained a hero after the fall of the Soviet Union. Statues of him were preserved, while monuments to Russia's communist leaders were torn down. God sent another man to usher in a new era for the world, Jesus Christ. He radically transformed the world's understanding of God and the way human beings should treat each other. He removed the separation between man and God by bearing the world's sin and dying on the cross. He was raised from the dead and lives on. Even today, at the right hand of God, he will soon finish the work he began by coming to earth and taking his children home to heaven. Although Christ left the earth to minister in the heavenly sanctuary, his followers continued his work until he returns. With the aid of the Holy Spirit, Christ's people turned the ancient world upside down. Acts 17 and 6 have permanently left their mark on history and will continue to spread the love and forgiveness of God until their very last day. God honors the people who labor for him, both in this life and in eternal life to come. He will one day say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," Matthew 25:21. "In what ways have you served God lately?" Apple text. "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And whom will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here am I, send me.'" Isaiah 6:8.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Tiama Pacifica Health Radio Program. Continuing on, Dawn's Signature, An Amazing Fact, Forest, R. Smith, 348 of Exeter, Pennsylvania, was sentenced to 33 months in prison and to pay $120,000 in restitution after getting busted for forging author signatures in books by two men, cat poet Michael Crichton, Tom Clancy, Kurt Vonnegut, and Rice, and then selling them on eBay. Smith had obtained documents containing authentic signatures of each author and had ink-based stamps made for the signatures. Assistant U.S. Attorney Mark Dubnoff said someone in the book selling field initially uncovered Smith's skin and alerted authorities. Another bookseller noticed that someone was buying up first edition books, and a short time later, those same books were being put up for sale, but as assigned copies of a book whose author was dead. Signatures serve many purposes. One is to identify a document. Another is to indicate the purpose of a document. That's why a signature is often located at the end. Signatures of famous people are often called autographs and tend to be artistic in nature and are usually given as souvenirs. What are some of the most valuable signatures in the world? Try purchasing one of only 5 known copies of William Shakespeare's signature and you will pay about $5 million. In 1991, someone purchased Abraham Lincoln's signature that defended the Emancipation Proclamation. It went for $748,000. Paul had to deal with an apparent forgery. His benediction at the end of his second letter to the church at Thessalonica ends with the salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is a sign in every epistle. So I write 2 Thessalonians 3:17. Paul not only identifies himself, but indicates this letter is not a forgery. It is authentic. Apparently, another letter was circulated. Verse 2, from a false teacher. So Paul warns his friends to not be led astray, but to be faithful to the truth he communicated with them. As we study our Bible, we can know that the signature of God is in the inspired word. We will not be fooled if we stick with the message of Scripture. Bible text or Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Thank you. Tata Tukatoto, welcome back to the Ama Pacifica House radio program. Wicked and Deadly, continuing on. An amazing fact, cobra venom is not the strongest in the world, but cobras can inject so much venom in a single bite that they can kill an elephant. Moreover, cobras are the only snake in the world that can spit their venom. Still, cobras are not poisonous. They are venomous. That means they have deadly venom. Yes, but the rest of the snake is edible to prejudice if they dare to try. The king cobra is not a snake you would want to run into when going for an afternoon stroll. Most cobras are shy and will run when people are around. Not the king cobra. It is aggressive and will rear up and stand its ground when confronted. There are actually hundreds of different types of cobra snakes. The king is the longest venomous snake in the world and grows to 18 feet long. Some have measured at 20 feet long. In Psalm 58, David describes the judgment of the wicked. He says, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent." Verse 3, it is interesting that the baby cobra has full strength, venom, and can defend itself, just like the parent. Sin is deadly. We should avoid it at all costs. David continues, they are like the deaf cobra that stops its ear, which will not heed the voice of charmers, charming ever so skillfully, verses 4, 5, 6. A cobra's best hearing comes not from its ears, but through sensations through the ground. Most charmers will remove the fangs and venom sacs from cobras because they are so dangerous. Living a wicked life makes our words deadly. We become stubborn and will not listen. In the end, God will judge the wicked and they will be destroyed. Let us strive to live a pure and righteous life. Let our words bring life, not death. Bible text, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yeah, had God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Genesis 3:1. Welcome back. Maloni, Tiama Pacifica Health, continuing on. Black holes. An amazing fact. A black hole is a unique phenomenon in space caused by objects that are so concentrated, massive, and dense that their immense gravitational pull does not even allow light to escape. A star with a mass 10 times the mass of the Sun would become a black hole if it were compressed to 60 miles or less in diameter. To better understand, if you could throw a rock just hard enough to escape our planet's field of gravity, its speed would be called the escape velocity. Now, imagine an object with a required escape velocity greater than the speed of light, which would be 186,000 miles per second. Since nothing can go faster than light, nothing could escape the object's gravitational pull. Even a beam of light would be pulled back and would be unable to escape. A black hole. The gravitational force is so strong in the black hole that the laws of classical physics no longer apply. And astronomers must use Einstein's theory of relativity to explain the behavior of light and matter under such strong gravitational forces. By 1999, astronomers had found only about a dozen potential black holes in our observable universe. You might be wondering what causes matter to become so concentrated as to produce a black hole. It occurs when a star dies and the core continues to collect, forming this supermass that will not allow light to escape. The Bible teaches us that when Lucifer fell, he imploded like a fallen star and refused to allow the light of truth to escape his domain. Lucifer, whose name meant light bearer, became Satan, whose name means enemy. He lost his position of being the highest angel in heaven to become the lowest being on earth. Like a black hole that sucks light and creates darkness, Satan wants to pull us away from the bright truth of God's word. But the Lord provides a gravitational pull through the love of Christ, giving us an escape velocity that redeems us from sin. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1:13. Now, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Bible text, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. Program today. This is Falefa Avalumelevin Booker saying goodbye for now. Tiama Pacific Health Radio program. Tune in again next Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. May you have a beautiful rest of the day and have a good weekend. And we'll meet up again next week, Tuesday, 11:35 a.m. Goodbye and God bless. Tiama Pacific Health Radio. Treat me right.
love me morning, noon, and night. Fare thee well. Mama's gone, goodbye. No promises, there's no point. There's no good, there's no bad in this dirty little joint. No dope smoking, no beer sold after 12 o'clock. Rosedale, Mississippi, Magic City to join. Mr. Johnson sings over in a corner by the bar. Sold his soul to the devil so he can play guitar. Too cool to be forgotten. Hey, hey. Too cool to be forgotten. Outside says he wants to take up serpents. Says he will drink the deadly thing and it will not hurt him. House rules, no exceptions. No bad language, no gambling, no fight. Sorry, no credit. I thought he was mine.